Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
All I wanna know is how you do your mafia, boy. Let me thank you, cause you're motivating my vibe, yo, boy. I got this great feeling in my heart, yo, boy. But what I'm gonna do is to pray and praise you, boy. I read and quote all the verse, yo. Like Shatara Banana, you make me sing na di tanzi, yo. Like Shatara Tanana.
So power, I will light up. Morgan Exodus, I got the fire inside. Oh, I want a man. Give me wisdom like Solomon. Hang money, money, money more. Now we sing la 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 long. I away, I better than mafia. Christmas, I me celebrate your birthday. Bonnie can so my verses. Oh, like Shatara Banana. Can you be in a the dance? Oh.
Like Shatara Tanana. Wiggy 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 waga, unzini saka no galiga wiggy waga. Oh, we no baga rambada, setani twamu gonza tumu kubaraga.
Bani kani suma basizo, lak shatara panana.
You make me sing na di tanzi yo, lak shatara tanana.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, that was our first song of the week coming from a friend and brother all the way from Uganda, Africa, Mr. Morgan Isaac, featuring Exodus with that powerful track called Motivation. You know, Morgan shared with me that this message in this song is very close to his heart because he believes that this season, when many people are going through so much and they truly need motivation to keep pushing forward to succeed. And he also serves as the chairman of the United Uganda Music Union, where he is responsible for and works closely with some of the biggest secular and gospel artists in Uganda. So big bro, keep up the great work, man. You know, you're doing such a wonderful job. Don't give up. Keep pressing, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the artist whose singing captivates listeners all around the world. He's the well-loved bishop who also is the twin brother of worship leader Jonathan Nelson. The very bright and showing up cool brother, Stellar Award recipient Jason Nelson. Welcome, Pastor. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Oh, every day's a great day, Pastor. Every day's a great day, man.
What's up, Pastor Jason Nelson? Welcome to the show, my brother. You know, it's always great having you right here with us, man. You know, but my question to you today is, you know, your songs often carry a deep theological truth with a heartfelt worship. How do you balance musical creativity with spiritual depth when writing or ministering through your music?
Hey, Landlord, that's a great question. So part of it is, I think that we have a responsibility to be biblically accurate with regard to our lyrical content, especially in an age when music has a little bit veered away from Bible and gone more anecdotal in some areas. I think it's important for the word to be embedded in the music. Mm-hmm. Part of the gospel message in the gospel music genre is to still hold on to the gospel, and we can't do that without the scriptures. So you know, I try to write songs and lyrically that lean directly into both the scripture and the theology behind it, and I believe that part of that is due to I just got a degree in my master's of theology. Mm-hmm. Just a few years ago, right before I recorded that record. So part of that is the scholarship of my degree steeped into the writing for this record. I think that's how we got where we are today.
Okay. And that is truly powerful. It's one thing to write songs that sound good, but it's another to write songs that carry the weight of the word in it, man. Good stuff, man.
Congratulations on your master's, too.
Thank you.
Pastor Jason, there is a fan of yours all the way from the UK, and he has a question for you.
Hi, my name's Grant Lee, and I'm a radio presenter, TV presenter, based here in the UK. And my question for you, Jason Nelson, is, out of all of the gospel artists around the world, why did you choose Madison Ryan Ward to collaborate with you on your new single called Made New?
Hey, Grant, thank you for the question. So out of all the people who are gospel singers in the world, what made me choose Madison Ryan Ward? Part of what made me choose her is her vibe, how she interprets music, you know, what her voice does in certain spaces. I love how creative she is, and I love the fact that Madison has this ability. When you see her, if you ever get a chance to meet her, she is just this sweet, bright personality. Something about that really appealed to me when it came to singing this song, Made New. I felt like she had the ability to really transmit the message in a way that was both unique and musically intelligent. She is a phenomenal singer. So that's one of the reasons why I chose her for Made New.
Awesome. And I think you made an excellent choice by choosing Madison. The combination is truly amazing, and her voice beautifully compliment yours. Beautiful song.
Congratulations on your latest song, man, Made New. It's delighting people everywhere they hear it. Tell us about the song, Made New, Bishop.
Made New is really, I think, an ode to scripture. In 1 Corinthians, where it says, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And we just took that idea, put it into music, and encourage people to understand that something new is happening in all of us.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like you might be talking to like somebody that's been in Christ for a long time and saying that they can be new too with some of their habits or whatever. They can change, you know. I mean, that's kind of an impression I get. You're a new creature in Christ, but he always can improve you if you let him. That's, you know, I get that part of it too. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of what happens when we are in Christ and we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. That's the caveat. Mm-hmm. Then our habits do change. Our lifestyles change. Our tastes eventually change because we're allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us.
Wow. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
Most definitely, Mike. We just got to continue praising the Most High, man. But Jonathan, that is a beautiful song. And, you know, I think that God is going to take you further and further. But I know you got to go. You're a very busy guy. But before you head out, I just want to thank you for always hanging out with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. We truly appreciate you, and we just wish you all the best, bro. Keep shining. Keep allowing God to use you, bro. We truly, truly wish the best for you. God bless, bro.
Landlord Mike D, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. To the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and all the islands, and Africa, thank you all for supporting my music. I am grateful.
Son of man, I'm trying my best not to fall and hurt again. 'Cause when I do, I have to start from the beginning. And then I can't help but think I'll never get it. But you said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness, and I'll create rivers in the sand. All it takes is willingness to trust in me, and I'll make you better than you've been. Oh, so first I hid in Christ, then he changed my life. I've been made new. Oh, forgetting what's behind, my future's on the line. Because it's safer than faith and new beginnings. You said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness, and I'll create rivers in the sand. Yeah, all it takes is willingness to trust in me, and I will make you better than you've been. Whoa, whoa.
New. In this year of 2026, old things are passed away. Keep the faith. Praise God. Jason Nelson has Madison Ryan Ward joining him on Jason's song, Made New. Jason Nelson took over his father's church in Baltimore, Maryland years ago, and over the years, Jason has grown into a truly sincere and well-loved pastor and bishop. as well as a popular gospel artist. And we want to thank the gifted Jason Nelson for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Jason Nelson, twin brother of Jonathan Nelson, comes from a wonderful, talented, and God-serving family, man.
Mike, Jason Nelson is such an incredible artist, and it is always great having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is an artist from out of the U.S., and she goes by the name of Devonia. I want you guys to check out one of her latest songs entitled Worship You Forever.
Here I am again, down on my knees, asking for your forgiveness, and I'm falling, falling, falling. Over again, but you still love me, and welcome me back in. Time after time, I've abused your grace, failing to realize its value. You forever. Where would I be if your love had never found me? And I will worship you forever. Where would I be? Where would I? What would I do without you? And I will worship you forever. Where would I be if your love had never found me? And I will worship you forever. Where would I be? What would I do without you? The best in me, love unconditionally. With you, I'm free and better. Grateful for the ways you made. You paid for all my mistakes. We'll spend together forever. And I'ma tell the whole world about how you delivered me from the mountain of shout. And I will bless your name and I will cry aloud. And I'll surrender my all to you. And I will worship you forever. Where would I be if your love had never found me? And I will worship you forever. Yes, I will. Where would I be? What would I do without you? And I will worship you forever. Forever. Your love had never found me. And I will worship you forever. Where would I be? What would I do without you? I will worship you forever. Forever. Where would I be? Yeah. If your love had never found me, I will worship you forever. I will worship where you. Where would I be? What would I do without you? I'ma tell the whole world about you. I'ma tell the whole world about you.
Oh, Devonia sounds so sweet as she's been praising the Lord in song since she was a little toddler. Influenced by her singing and songwriting mother, Devonia Holmes' song, Worship You, is a very fitting song for 2026 and forever, Landlord.
Mike, Devonia has a beautiful voice and the message is potent and sincere. I will worship you forever. It's truly a beautiful song. Keep up the great work, sis. Keep going, keep pressing. Don't give up. You are truly touching hearts. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord. At these times around his birthday and the U.S. federal holiday in his honor, big ups to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Man, he fought so hard for so many years for civil rights, freedom, and equality.
Well said, Mike. You know, his legacy of fighting for civil rights, freedom, and equality continues to inspire us all. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Jason Nelson, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of the Bahamas is a seasoned artist by the name of Peter Runks. We actually started out as music professionals together, you know, hitting the streets back in the days of Peace on the Streets. And he was one of the people who invited me to a meeting that changed my life forever. And for that, I will always be grateful. He has a very powerful song titled Life in the Ghetto. I want you guys to take a listen. Listen very closely to this one, and I'm sure many of you will be able to relate, and I know you guys will be blessed by it. I want you guys to check it out, all right? And remember, if you'd like to send us your music, bio, and picture, email us at kaigospel@gmail.com. That is kaigospel@gmail.com. We would truly love to feature your music right here on the show, okay? So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Peter Drunk from the ghetto, but I keep my head up. Life in the ghetto is not a bed of roses, but like they say, sometimes roses do grow from under the concrete. And living in the ghetto sometimes just like this. But I want the world to know, life in the ghetto is where I'm from. Where the struggle is real, every day my people feel. Can't find a dollar some days, can't find a million at the ghetto. Where the gunshots echo, only you feels it knows. When we put them so, we must be strong together. No more last son face many tribulation. Watch mama with the drugs while daddy went to prison. Put Silla at the fate, oh yes, to overcome. All praise to the Most High, God in Zion. No many more will love to suffer and become a victim of this evil corrupt, wicked system. Where the government only promise and give less solution. It's a long walk to freedom, but yet still we're standing at the is where I'm from. Where the struggle is real, every day my people feel. Can't find a dollar some days, can't find a million at the ghetto. Where the gunshots echo, only you feels it knows. When we put that soul, we must be strong together. And my prayer, oh Lord, and my supplication, help the youth them in the ghetto to stand firm and strong. Help us, Lord, in this generation to seek thy face, oh most holy one. Oh, we won't have a future if we continue like this. Homicide is on the rise, Lord, we in a crisis. How many more children have to grow fatherless because their father was taken to circumstances? In the ghetto is where I'm from. Where the struggle is real, every day my people feel. Can't find a dollar some days, can't find a million at the ghetto. Where the gunshots echo, only you feels it knows. When we put that soul, we must be strong together.
We are losing too many of our young men and women to the war, crime and violence. Too many children are growing fatherless. because of the decisions made by their fathers. We have too many single mothers growing up their kids alone, trying to make ends meet. It's not where you came from, but it's where you intend to be. Because of drugs, I didn't grow with my parents in the same home. Grew up in a broken home because of this, but God had a different plan for my life. And just like he saved me, he could also save you as well. Let's seek peace, live it. Seek the Most High God, and be the change that we want to see. I'm not ashamed of where I came from, and I'm proud of the man that I am today. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give in. Follow those dreams. Pursue it. Seek it. Go after it.